April 24th, 2022, the Feast of Divine Mercy, 3 p.m. service. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Children, it is my divine mercy which will temper my wrath. Divine mercy and divine love are one. If you surrender to either of these, the future of the world can be changed forever. My mercy cleanses the world of evil. My love transforms hearts and the world. Man cannot separate my love and my mercy from that of God the Father. Our hearts beat as one. Therefore, our divine mercy and divine wrath are one. Call upon my mercy to convict hearts of error, to stop wars, and to vanquish disease. Plead with my mercy in your hands and hearts as an all-conquering sword of victory. I know where the enemy lies hidden. I know how to defeat him. As children of light, your prayers will expose every area of conflict which you must avoid. Woe to the soul who does not petition my mercy in his moment of death. He has chosen the path to perdition. Such a soul does not know me, nor the great love I hold in my heart for him. I recognize my own by their love of my mercy. I draw them into my paradise. Allow your hearts to be captivated by my mercy. Never feel I cannot forgive you. Trust in my forgiveness. I can use you to the fullest when you live in my mercy. Each of you is my instrument in the world by merit of my mercy. My mercy is from age to age, generation to generation. It renews and refreshes the spirit and consoles the downtrodden. It is my mercy that reconciles mankind to me. This is the age of my divine mercy. It is by my mercy I am preparing this generation for what is to come. My wrath is unconsolable, but my mercy is the way of mitigation. My mercy is your passport to heaven. Every grace that is in the world is a fruit of my mercy. Those devoted to my divine mercy have an extra angel with them in the world. Mankind cannot fathom a world without my mercy. Such a world would have no holy love in any heart. Corruption would be the goal. Every sort of crime would be the norm and commonplace. There would be no grace, no recourse to my divine heart. Therefore, no hope of a better tomorrow. Through my divine mercy, I am calling each soul into the inner sanctum of my divine heart, there to live forever in peace. My heart is all mercy, all love. Herein, through my mercy, lies your every solution, all security, and the source of a trouble-free society. When you live according to my divine mercy in forgiveness and love, you are mine, and I am yours. Today, I celebrate my mercy in your hearts and your lives and in the world around you. I invite you into my merciful holy love without delay. Pray for my victory in every soul. Children, today be at peace as you abide in the mercy of my heart. Practice my mercy by forgiving one another and living in harmony. My mercy will soon pass into my hour of justice. Therefore, prepare your hearts by cleansing them of any iniquity and awaiting my second coming. Today I come to you asking you to place my mercy in your hearts, as it is my most important gift to you. Do not allow the world or the people in the world to talk you out of it, for I am always ready to forgive the repentant heart. There are many here today who will receive answers to their prayers. Others will not recognize my answer and may not be satisfied, but I still love them, and I am asking them to accept my divine will in their lives. Today, my brothers and sisters, I am blessing you. The Heavenly Father is extending his triple blessing at this time. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 13. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.